Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning. This is our Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey, how are you?
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's over here.
Hey.
It's very nice to be back from Ireland.
Yes, it is. We are back.
Right? Although it was the greatest trip I've ever had.
Ireland was awesome.
Yeah.
With capital A.
I love the hat that you were wearing in all the pictures.
Yeah, very authentic.
He started
Irish.
A trend, actually. He bought that first. All of a sudden, everybody on the bus had one. And the weird part was, other folks in Ireland had it too. It was so bizarre.
How bizarre.
So weird. Like, the whole country caught on.
They all waited for you to get there.
Yep.
You ruled Ireland.
They're like, now we can wear these.
Beautiful country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you drive along the shoreline, and it's just all grass and farmland, and it's beautiful Atlantic Ocean. You know what we would do to that here?
Yeah.
Put some fucking oil tanks out there.
Condos.
Let's put some cheap-ass condos
exactly.
in East Haven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trump Tower.
Let's fuck it all
yeah.
up. That's what we would do.
I was amazed by the waves that were happening. That was like surfing waves.
You could definitely go surfing now.
Yeah. Were people surfing?
No.
Not really.
It's frigid.
They stopped us.
There's cold.
There's some some buildings there that have been around since, you know, the 1400s,
Middle Ages.
Yeah. Middle
Ages. Wow. Incredible. Food is great. People are tremendous. I mean, the really nicest people you've ever met. I know you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
These were really the nicest people you'll ever want to meet.
Right. Then we had to come home.
I was jealous of your trip, man. I was looking at all the videos, all the pictures you were posting.
I know. I loved all the videos.
I felt so violated.
So I felt like the best times we had as a group were when we were together and drinking.
Which you told us was pretty much all the time.
It was billed as a pub crawl.
That's exactly what it was.
Right. So went to pubs, we crawled out.
You know.
Yeah.
I know it does seem like if you look at our Facebook page, all we did was drink. That's because all we did was drink.
Right. Mm-hmm. We were true.
You're not
going
to. Thank you for the clarification on that.
Right.
Why lie?
Why look at
it? And I had a really nice dinner with Mamsie. It was me. Last night we were in Ireland. It was me, Jennifer, young Chaz's friend, Jacob, another couple, and then Mamsie and Todd. And Mamsie gave me the little sit down. She was like, this Week in Review podcasting where you're playing interviews doesn't fucking work for us.
Oh.
Like, you need to, we want to hear behind the scenes shit. We want to hear the stories behind the bits. I'm like, yeah, you sound like my boss right now and I'm on fucking vacation. Okay.
Yeah. So
I got it. It's all I hear from my boss is like how I got to do things better. So let's stop.
I'm just glad I wasn't the only one getting that shit.
Yeah. So this is what we're doing now. Mamsie, I hope you're happy.
Right.
For you.
Thank you for the added hours at the end of my day on a Friday.
Right.
Let's cry about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
What else are you doing?
AJ had a situation. You didn't kiss the Blarney Stone.
No.
But you went to the castle.
I climbed up, which, by the way, is very hazardous. But on the way in, there was this little kid who was, like, giving his mom shit. You know, like he wanted to climb up. It's too dangerous for a child. Sorry. Why even bring this freaking child?
How old is this kid?
This kid had to be about 2, maybe 3 years old.
Oh,
at that
really
age
little.
Where they're like, you know, and that's like, you know, can you go away
they're
to, like,
wobbly.
Camp somewhere?
Yeah.
The kid was giving
they're
her
cute
shit.
Cute or annoying?
Annoying. Extremely
and this
annoying.
One was
It looked
annoying.
Cute, but it was very annoying.
Gotcha.
Okay?
It looked cute.
Right.
Was it a boy or girl?
Exactly. Anyway, so... So she turned around, she pulled it off the stairs. She went off to the side. Me and Jose went up to the top. And we get there, we find out the Blarney Stone. One guy goes, it's really moist. I'm like, sorry, I'm not putting my lips on something moist. Plus, it was like 15 people kissed it already. I'm like, ugh, why don't I just tongue kiss everybody here? So I went up there, I did it. As I'm going down the stairs now, which are also equally as treacherous.
Wait, you went upstairs, you did it. You didn't kiss the Blarney Stone.
No, I went up to the top. Yeah,
right.
Just
and
going
saw.
Up there is scary as it is.
Gotcha.
And not easy because it's a very narrow staircase.
Is the only way to go down to go all the way up, or can you backtrack the way that you're
No,
because you there's people
up.
Behind you.
Yeah.
So you got to go.
You're done.
Down.
Once you start, you take one step, you're done.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
You gotta go.
On the way down, there's one spot where you can stop off for a moment. And who do I come across? Somehow the lady and her kid got to like the second level. I don't even know how the fuck they got up there, but they got up there. And she goes to me, excuse me, could you do me a favor? She was like British or some shit. And I go, what? And she goes, I have to make sure my child's able to go down the stairs. Would you mind carrying his knapsack for him?
Some other picked the wrong
gotta be kidding.
Impossible person.
Right. So
I get all the people in Ireland.
Right.
She picks the person who hates children.
She chose me. But the reason why I did, because she was leaving with the kid. So I'm like, all right, anything to expedite you guys getting out of here?
Yeah, if I can help get this kid out of here.
Exactly. I offered to boot the kid down the stairs, but apparently that's wrong. You can't do that over
she
there.
She couldn't put him in the knapsack and
no.
carry
so
it?
I had to carry the kid's knapsack. And then
like
I had to sit there.
Lady.
And then I had to sit there and wait for fucking ever at the bottom of the stairs with the knapsack because Lay took forever because the kid, instead of just picking him up and walking those stairs, no, the kid has to go every single step.
Oh.
And of course, they take kid steps. It's like one, hang out for a moment.
Take a breather.
Two, hang out for a moment.
Are you holding his hand?
No. She was holding his hand, but like it's 110 fucking steps going down.
You're behind
you
them.
Counted.
No, I'm waiting at the bottom with this shit. I should have just dropped
and
walked away.
For?
You should have. Why didn't you?
You should have just left it there.
About a good 5-10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have been like, here's the bag right here.
Yeah, lady.
I thought
right
about
here.
That, but I'm like, you know what? She entrusted me. I don't want to be that ugly American. So I did. She said, thank you. And I had to run and catch other rails.
Yeah, you can be polite. Be like, hey, I'm on part of a tour. I got to
go. We
got to
go.
Here's the bag.
Did
I'm
you look what's
here.
In the bag?
I did my good deed. I didn't go through it. No, I didn't rifle
through
it.
That's the first thing I would have done.
All right. So kid made it down. Bag made it down.
Right.
Mom made it down.
Age
mom
was inconvenienced.
Got the bag.
Exactly. Right.
Right. You got a little story.
Age is always inconvenience.
I just liked how the mom sound like Susan Boyle.
No. Yeah. Susan Boyle sounds like this, you boob.
Yeah.
Mm. She's Scottish. Yeah, breed.
Oh, you done with the story?
Well, a long time ago.
Okay.
That took longer than the lady coming down the stairs.
Oh, wait. Say one more thing. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself. Bring it back.
Bring it back, fucky.
The other thing I learned from Ireland is that Country Roads by John Denver is apparently a thing over there.
Yeah.
What?
I heard it like five times in 5 different bars by 5 different artists.
Yeah, I wanted to wage war against Ireland.
We did hear you singing it.
Like, no. Yeah. So that was the last night. That was the fifth time. But every bar we went to where there was an acoustic guy, it's almost like Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
So you hear, they all do a Margaritaville. Yeah. That's it. So if you're going to Ireland, be ready to hear Country Roads by John Denver.
If you hate John Denver, go.
Can we just hear a clip of you singing it real quick?
Yeah, we got to put that in.
Okay.
I'll be over here.
Come on.
Let's hear the clip. Okay, more reason why I shouldn't be singing Adele at St. Patrick's Day live broadcast at O'Neill's in Norwalk.
Commit!
Yeah,
please come by. Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to happen, but you're not going to like it.
Heidi Boyd, by the way, says she also hates that song.
Oh, good.
All right, two folks who hate it.
So while we were gone, AJ, Phil did a tremendous job on 102.9 The Whale.
Really?
And Pam did a job on 99.1 PLR.
That was even better.
She did a job.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's listen to one of Pam's breaks. Here's the tape.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ's Irish Breakfast is coming up on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Right now, they're in Ireland pre-gaming for it. A lot going on that morning. You have to come by. It starts at 5:30. We'll be broadcasting live till 10 a.m. We got newsgirls Heidi Voigt from NBC, Susie Hunter. She is from Hartford Current.
So how did you pronounce her name? Susie...
Cunt Hunter.
Wow.
She's hunting
Susie
for cunts.
Cunt Hunter.
A new name on a new day.
My name's Susie. I'm on the hunt for cunts.
I feel like that's over the line.
Now she's and I found him right here in this room.
Sorry, Pam's just speaking from the heart. So, good weekend coming up.
So, right after you do that break, what happens? Like, what's in your brain after that? Because you know what you said.
I know. As soon as I said it, I thought to myself, oh, shit, I just said cunt on air. And I thanked God that you guys weren't here for it.
Mm.
But then I immediately thought, like, thank God Phil's not here.
Yeah.
Because Phil's the one who does that stupid smirk every time someone messes up. Let me get the audio.
What he's doing right now?
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Seriously,
that.
These are the moments I live for.
And that's immediately what I thought. And then I thought to myself, get through it, girl. Just get through it. And I think I did.
Phil did a tremendous job finding that. He put his top intern on it.
Which we know.
Why is
so
Phil
good.
Getting all the credit? It was Stash Ball.
Yeah, that was a good find.
He had to really rummage through a lot of perfectly done breaks, though.
I did tell. So to be fair, my instructions were, I want you to go through every single mic break starting Wednesday, 6 a.m. all the way through Tuesday at 2 a.m.
I feel bad for him.
I want to hear every single, just anything that is a possible fuck up, or like it's not making sense, or it's just like, what the hell is she talking about? Mm. And he came in, closes the door, and just nods his head like, we got
I got
it.
One.
We
I just
got it.
I just remember going to buy lottery tickets on Tuesday, and the guy behind the counter going, dude, you got a lot of material on her, bro. You had to have heard some of
there
the bombs she was
much.
Dropping. She was dropping bombs.
No.
To have a Middle Eastern guy claim you're dropping bombs is fucked up.
What the hell?
That's
come
true.
On. I thought I did a fine job.
Give AJ credit, though. He didn't tell me that. So he didn't give me the heads up. I just thought my own. So AJ was like, we'll give Pam a break.
You owe me one.
Thank you. I owe you.
And then AJ's top 10 this week. We get back and it's like we never left. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
What do you mean what happened? It was a great list.
Okay. But what happened to it? Did we fuck it up?
You know, I spend an awful lot of time on these lists. And what ends up happening is Scarecrow will call and all of a sudden it's like, let's completely forget about AJ's list. Or Tyler will call. Let's have a conversation with these people as the minutes get eaten up. And I sit there, my stomach feels like someone's got it in a friggin' in their hand. They're going, squish! Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, really? We got to talk to fucking Scarecrow now? Or we got to talk to Tyler? We'll just talk to him like another 5 fucking minutes. Can we just do my list? No, the time gets eaten up. I spent a lot of time working on these lists. So what ended up happening was we decided to do it again at 9:30 because we didn't get through the whole thing and I really wanted to play the audio.
So this is our third time trying to attempt the list at this point.
Right.
Yeah. There's one day we try it 3 times instead of 2 times.
Right.
And never got
and
it done.
And we still didn't get fucking through it.
No.
All right, are you going to put a little montage together?
I can do that.
All right. And look at that. He magically did it. And here it is.
AJ, give us the top 10.
AJ, give us the top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10.
We have the top 10 TV ad pitchmen.
Scarecrow.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
Mugini.
Hi, Pam.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Do you feel like a pitchman, Pam?
How about just answering your question?
Pam, do you feel like a pitchman?
Feel like a what?
A pitch man.
A pitch man?
Pam.
It depends. If you're pitching,
pitches Cumberland Farms.
Right.
That's how you do it, Pam.
All right, Scarecrow, what do you got? What's your guess?
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to go with,
Yeah, okay. Go
thank ahead. You.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing a lot better.
Oh, really? Why?
I got in contact with somebody I used to go to high school with.
Oh, I saw this all over Facebook.
Wait, what's
actually.
Happening? Him and a girl? So
it's a girl. It's going back to the third grade and we reconnected on Facebook and I'm a lot happier.
Oh, yay.
And Tyler posted this thing on Facebook like, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to talk to her? And somebody posted on his comment, erase this post immediately since she's going to see this.
Right. Yeah, very smart. And, boy, we need to talk about this when we're not doing a top 10 that AJ worked
true,
all night on.
True.
Chatty friggin' Scarecrow. I got this guy with his love problems. Another guy has no friggin' idea what we're doing. So we're off to a grand start so far.
We haven't gotten any. Oh, my God. Well, he's turning on the fan.
Whose problem is this, really?
Mine for thinking folks to actually follow instructions.
Yes, that's true.
Mine for having hope in humanity that people actually get it sometime.
Why don't you just work less hard?
Totally mine.
You know, it's funny. You think you're the smartest guy in the world.
No, I don't. That's exactly exact opposite. I know I don't, but you know what? Simple thing is, here's a list. Guess who's on the list? You don't have to be a freaking genius to figure it out.
It's called Google.
Not have some guy who's got no teeth in his freaking mouth call up and then hit on Pam.
Is that Scarecrow?
Yes.
He has teeth.
He has teeth.
Yeah, he takes him out.
Wow. Oh.
So far we have nothing.
This is way funnier than I thought it was going to go.
Take care.
All right, you too.
I'm going to go outside and come back in again.
Chef Jim on Long Island, you also have a complaint?
Hey, yeah, Chaz, I'm standing here working, and I listen to you guys every day,
And I thought, you cut that thing off a little bit early. You should have let these people work for these tickets. I agree with AJ, man. You should have let them work a little bit. I know you guys got commercials and you have a time frame you have to keep up with and stuff. But you should let that contest go a little bit longer. Let these people work for these tickets, man. Just don't give them away with a lucky number on a phone.
On the phone? All right. Well, you said something very important in there, which led me to believe that you know exactly why we did this short. Do you know what it is you said?
About paying the bills.
About being on a schedule.
Right.
I can't say all morning we're going to do it at 9:20, and then because we don't get an answer in the first 4 minutes, I move it to 9:30. It's not fair.
Exactly.
Oh, poor AJ. Work less hard.
We don't have time for clips.
Right.
All right.
So this was the top 10
list.
Oh, sure.
So all the work that I do, fine.
I will come in there and punch you in the throat.
No, it's okay. You know,
that's a lot
of work.
I just
spend all morning before we go into the morning show meeting getting these clips ready.
Pitch man number 10
was the
general insurance.
AJ's
going to
treat you, Phil, like a goose in an Antonelli yard.
Yeah, I got to get an apple and throw it and hit it in the head.
Got to get him lined up to the specific spots that AJ likes. It's okay. We don't have to play him.
So, number 10 was the general from General Auto Insurance.
All right. Did we have that clip?
We do have a clip for that.
All right. From 2431, yes.
There we go.
Get an anonymous online quote now. For a great low rate you can get online, go to the General and save some time.
Number 9 was Gilbert Gottfried, the Aflac Duck, Aflac Insurance. No
See,
clip.
Now I would have picked a clip for this.
Right.
Because everyone knows this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
who cares about the General?
Exactly. Well, also, he's an animated character.
Yeah.
Right. So
but he's a
data
spokesperson.
Mascot, but he's not a spokesman.
He's a spokesman.
Man.
He's listed as a spokesperson.
He's not a person.
Wait.
But he's listed as a spokesperson for whatever.
Crashing and burning.
These are my favorite moments.
Crash and burn up yours. Number 8 was
Wait, how do I get an up yours?
Crash and burning.
How do you know I wasn't saying that?
Vindictive tone of yours!
How do you know I wasn't saying that about
Phil? Did I not tell you not to use a vindictive tone?
I could have said that about Chaz or Phil.
Yeah, here's a breast implant. Go play with it.
Maybe you should because you haven't touched a boob in how many years?
You should do some wishful thinking.
Just call her a douche, I think.
Did you just call her?
Wait, why is all of a sudden you getting mad at me?
Good to hear.
And this Pam sounds Italian again.
This was your fight with them.
Well, I got a clip for number 8 here.
We have no time.
That was
my own Jazz and AJ.
Well, I got to tell you. That was more fun than doing the list.
It really was. In my mind, AJ.
I think the listeners agree.
Seeing you get mad is the highlight of my day.
I'm here to make you guys happy.
I will just say, before we move on, sorry, Chaz.
No, go
about
ahead,
the top 10 list, AJ doesn't seem happy either way. If people get all the lists, he's like, I worked all night. I can't believe they got the whole thing.
We have a whole other break to fill.
It's like when you make a really good meal, okay? You want folks to enjoy. You don't have to wolf it down because then they can't savor the flavor. But you also don't want to push it away because they did too much fucking blow that goddamn day. They didn't touch a bite, okay?
So it sounds like you had too much blow.
Yeah. Fire trucks.
All right.
That was the dumbest thing I ever fucking heard.
You know what
I mean?
That means
you didn't get any sleep.
Yeah.
All right.
None of mine's?
So are you ever happy after we do a top 10 list?
Always.
That means never. Once you see the fan
Every now and then, I'm appreciative and I'm like,
yeah, so when you get really pissed at us, you put the fan on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the
And the fan came on during that list. It was like 5:32 and you had the fan on.
Right away.
I think I said we're 3 minutes into the show and I'm already pissed off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes papers flying.
Because I can't say annoyed as fuck on the air.
I think today actually we came the closest to AJ being happy after a top 10 list. It was at 9:15.
Oh.
We got 9 of 10. The last one was the one that was the winner and the last caller of the break got it.
Can I also say that it meant a lot to me that you really, really enjoyed the songs that I picked?
Oh, they were
that
great.
Meant
they
a
were
lot
good.
To me. You have no idea how much that meant to me.
Oh, I wanted to just listen to the whole song.
Yeah, me too.
So did I.
It was good. It was Stress-Free Friday, that's why.
Stress-Free Friday.
No, Drama-Free Friday.
Oh, Drama-Free Friday.
Yeah.
So if you're playing along at home, you can stress, just no drama.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't want to hear about it.
No drama.
And Nita Ford, we're going to have her on Monday, but since you sat through this whole podcast, we want to give you a little bit of a preview of her story about when she had sex with Eddie Van Halen, who she calls Edward, which I thought was weird.
Right? And right. Wouldn't stop.
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
What Eddie Van Halen said when he thought he was about to be murdered by Lita Ford's ex-boyfriend.
So Edward says, hey, if you're going to kill me, just bury me with my guitar.
What a thing to open up with, honestly. Why would you give him that option?
Okay, so that whole story is going to air Monday at 8:16. Thank you guys for listening to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review. And if you came to Ireland with us, thank you so much. It was, you know what, we're family now.
Yep.
We're family. So I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
No, no drama. No, 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 no drama. No, no drama. No, 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 no drama. You know that song?
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana. Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.